美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目高中生活单元的终极课程。Heather 和 Jeremy 是高中同学， Heather 把作业借给 Jeremy 抄， Jeremy 呢就请他去参加派对。今天 Heather 去问 Jeremy 去参加派对自己要做什么准备。
That's right, Winnie. But don't you think it's strange that Heather needs help preparing to go to a party?
对啊，有派对去就是了嘛，还准备什么啊？
Wow, Jeremy, I'm so excited to go to your party this weekend. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's great. I'm really excited, too. But I hope a lot of people don't crash the party. My house is only big enough for the people I invited.
That's really rude. But, Jeremy, can I ask you a few questions about the party? You see, I've never been to a party before.
What? You've never been to a party before?
哦，原来 Heather 从来没参加过朋友的派对，所以她才去问 Jeremy 应该做哪些准备。哎，不过 Professor Bowman， Jeremy 说希望别人不要 crash the party， 难道他怕有人来捣乱啊？
Winnie， you can say that someone crashes a party if he goes without being invited。
哦， crash a party 就是未经邀请擅自闯进派对，做不速之客的人。Professor, 美国人都喜欢这么做吗？
If it's a small party and everybody knows you were not invited, crashing the party is rude. If it's a huge party and nobody notices, well...
What do you mean you've never been to a party? How is that possible?
Well, I usually spend my weekends studying. What time do you think the party will start? 6 p.m.? 7 p.m.?
Are you kidding? Parties don't start until late, like 10 p.m.
10 p.m.? But my curfew is 10 p.m.
Just make up an excuse. Tell your parents you're sleeping at a friend's house.
Jeremy 真够可以的耶，抄别人作业还让别人对父母撒谎。他叫 Heather 编个理由骗父母，说他在朋友家住一晚，其实是偷偷跑出来参加 party。
Exactly. But Winnie, do you know what a curfew is?
Curfew, 我猜啊，就是宵禁，一到这个时间呢，就必须回家睡觉。
Right. So Heather says she is supposed to be home just when the party is starting.
Well, Jeremy, what do you think I should wear? Should I wear something formal or casual?
Heather? We're in high school. I don't think anybody even has any formal clothes in their wardrobe.
Okay. So you think I should dress down? Should I wear jeans and a t-shirt?
Yeah, definitely wear something casual.It's not going to be a very fancy party, so there's no reason to dress up.
Heather 问 Jeremy 应该穿的 formal 正式还是 casual 随意，也就是说是要 dress up 穿正装还是 dress down 随便穿。
Exactly. And what does Jeremy say?
当然是随意穿了，他们还是高中生，在他们的 wardrobe 衣橱里啊，根本就没有什么正装嘛。
Exactly.The word wardrobe can mean the collection of clothing belonging to one person. For example, I had to buy a whole new wardrobe because I gained 20 pounds over the winter.
Oh, wardrobe, 除了表示放衣服的衣橱，还可以指某人所有的衣服。
All right, Jeremy, I think I'm ready. I promise you I'm going to be the life of the party. I'll be there at 10 p.m.
Actually, there's one more thing I have to teach you.You have to be fashionably late.
What? You mean I should be late to the party?
That's right. You have to make people think you are so cool and have so many other interesting things to do that you couldn't be there on time.
Wow. So the later I come, the more people will think I'm really cool?
Yeah. And if you really want to look cool, don't go to the party at all.
Jeremy 叫 Heather, 他在 party 时故意晚到。以显示自己的社交生活丰富而繁忙。对了 Professor, the life of the party 就是派对上的焦点人物。我估计啊 Heather 当不了这个 life of the party。
We'll listen next time to find out.
各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，感谢您的收听，下次再见。